Hi, my name is Slinky. Thank you for listening to Chew My Mom. I never listen.
Well, it is one of our favorites on Nothing But Net to have the honor and privilege of Georgia A. Moore, one of the best point guards in all of college basketball, men or women, however you want to measure it, from the University of Kentucky. Georgia, thank you for being with us.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I missed you so much the way you pumped me up. I needed that. I got goosebumps.
Hey, I'm going to pump you up a lot because I'm looking forward to seeing you this weekend on Sunday. LSU, Kentucky, 4 o'clock on ESPN, a big part of a triple header, including game day, Notre Dame at NC State, and then Louisville's playing North Carolina. And then we've got this Kentucky and LSU game. How's it going so far? Tell me how your season's been.
It's great. I mean, you know, obviously I came from such a great conference in the ACC, and you want to talk about those matchups. Obviously, NC State and Notre Dame is a game in itself, but Louisville's been shaking things up. Like, they just went to Duke. I still keep up to date with all those ACC matchups. So, you know, I think coming into the SEC, you know, my foundation and what I did there has helped, but I think the SEC for me has helped push me forward even more. You know, we're playing against different matchup, different teams, different styles, different defenses. But I think the way that the ACC has shaped me intellectually had helped so much in getting myself just a little bit more comfortable at the start of the season. But, you know, as everyone says, it's February heading into March. And at this point, we just said it, you know, you can win ugly because a win is a win. Scouts out, everyone knows everything. So these is where the best games are now, because, you know, it's who takes advantage of what.
Both leagues, SEC and ACC, are loaded with great talented teams. What have you found to be a difference between the two since you've played in both at such a high level?
Yeah, I mean, ACC, and obviously, you know, I had a great teammate in Liz. You know, you play with an All-American, it's going to make your life a lot easier. But I just remember ACC teams, you know, it was depth, the scout, you know, they were going to run these actions. They were going to go, you know, probably not full court man unless you're playing in Notre Dame or a Duke. But I think in the SEC, you know, it's, for me, it's been kind of scout wise, one action. You've got people who come in and can just get a bucket. They press full court. They man full court. They're not going to give up, you know, when time's ticking down. Like, the same intensity you face at the start of the game is the same you face at the end. And I think, you know, that's the best thing, because you can't let up. You can't just chill. And I think, you know, in a couple of our games, you know, that we still have won, you know, maybe we got beat in the third or fourth quarter, but because we had such a great first half, it kind of saved us a little bit. So it's just learning different scouts. And it's true about how each conference is so different, but I'm not here to say, you know, this one is so much better or this one's so much worse. You know, you learn very different things from either ones, for sure.
I really don't ever get into the conversation about which conference is better, because it doesn't matter. It's all about promoting the women's game, putting the women's game on the best platforms that we can put them on. The SEC has a network. The ACC has a network. ESPN is a partner in the college game and the space with the NCAA. I'm all about doing those things instead of worrying about arguing over who's got what. There are different styles. I do agree with you on one action, but that's not the way Kentucky plays, and certainly not the way Kenny coaches. You guys can get to a second or third action inside an offensive set. Tell me why that's so important against SEC defenses.
I mean, obviously you have the length. A lot of teams do have length. And I would say myself, what I found is, you know, I've played games where teams can sub in a 6th, 7th, 8th man, and they're still all as skilled as the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like, there's not really a drop off. So I think when you're running the actions and you're trying to get people moving and break downs, you know, that helps us. You know, I like to attack, but attacking off of a third ball rotation is a lot easier than attacking off just coming down the court, you know. But that's what he puts in. You know, we have the pieces. We have people who benefit off of, you know, catch and shoot more than creating their own shot. We have people that, Clara Strack, you know, coming off the pick and roll in the short jumper, you know, trying to get that acclimated with her, you know. So I think just not going in there and trying to bash and throw stuff up and rebound. Like we really try to get a good score and a good action off of, you know, the plays that we run. Yeah.
Clara Strack, you brought her up. She's not Kitley. She's different. She's younger, but she's emerging into what could be an All-American campaign. You know what it looks like. Tell us what it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, she's grown up so much. I think we place expectations on her because we see her in practice. We see her every day, and we know how good she can be. But I can't forget that she's a sophomore who her freshman year played behind an All-American. So her court time was very sparse last year. I think we were joking about it. We played LSU last year. She got 5 fouls in however many minutes she did. But the way that she's grown is amazing, and the way that she can move. Debbie, I've never seen someone who's this tall who can move like a guard, who can shoot as comfortably as she can. And I'm not going to sit here and say I was this in my sophomore year, because I wasn't even that in my sophomore year. So I know it takes time. But she'll get the confidence, and she knows how important she is. Yeah, she's just been thrown out there and you know, expected all these things from internally. But I think that the way she's developing, she's on the right track, and she knows her worth and her value. And I think as soon as she starts getting a little bit more, even with me, I tell her, I'm like, you can tell me when you want the ball. You can tell me how, you know, bounce pass, like be demanding. You are her. Like you demand so much attention. Be demanding with me. It helps me. So as soon as she gets comfortable with that, which, you know, we've got not much time.
W's, Georgia. But W's, right? Who to get the ball to, when and where. She should
exactly.
be telling.
Yep, exactly. But she'll get that. She'll, you know, even next year, I'm excited to just watch how she grows over the summer.
Tione Key, I want to talk about her because she's Cary High School's finest from Cary, North Carolina. If I had any records, she and her sister and Azare Stevens busted them all. So I don't know if I had any records, but if I did, her progress, her growth, the ability to play with two bigs that can stretch the floor the way they can, that's a little bit different than what you had at Virginia Tech. Explain how that helps you, because right now your numbers are the best of your career. Your assist numbers are the best. You're scoring at the highest clip. And I think your assist turnover ratio is even better. And a lot of people thought you were going to have trouble with the pressure.
Yeah. First of all, Tiani might be one of my favorites I've played with, just because of her energy, her off court, on court. She has been gifted. Her body type, the way that she can move midair, you know, the energy and the plays that she brings that can change the momentum. And you talk about her development. This has been a short span of a couple of months. I saw her from not even being able to shoot a three-pointer to comfortably taking two or three a game and hitting them. You know, she's fun for me to play with because in transition, you know, she's a beneficiary of a lot of my handoffs where she can attack downhill. And I think, you know, just the position she's been in prior years, the way that she stepped up in one short year, like her potential is insane. And I think I love her. And I think that her biggest battle is herself. I think, you know, when she starts getting that confidence, then she's going to be really, really tough. But she amazes me, you know, every single game. And as you said, playing with people like Tiani and Clara, you know, it helps me relieve the pressure. You know, I think going back into the ACC days, when teams do pressure or when they do want to double team or when they do want to face guard or change up their coverages, you know, I can recognize that. You know, and I've seen them before, not as often or as, you know, thrown into one game as much as I have this year. But playing with girls like that, you know, they see it, they can pass, you know. We haven't even talked about Clara Strax passing, you know. I think just being in a situation where I'm with a bunch of these girls, we're figuring out stuff together. You know, nothing was supposed to be because we never had a reputation. We never had chemistry. So it's like every single game is new, and the way that these girls can adapt has helped me so much.
Well, you're an incredible leader, Georgia. I mean, you've won at the highest level. You've already taken a team to a Final Four. You're playing in a league where that league always has expectations for multiple teams to make it to the Final Four. No, Kentucky hasn't been in the national spotlight or in the conversation for a while. Now you are. How are you guys managing all of that? It's something that you're familiar with. What did you learn from your previous experience to help manage the young players on your team?
Yeah, I mean, you want to talk my junior year, like Final Four, that was new. You know, you're going through it as you're trying to figure it out, like mentally what you should be thinking, how you should be feeling. And then last year, you know, being successful, having that pressure, that target on our back, you know, obviously you learn a lot from that. But this year, like, I knew we were going to be good. I didn't, like, this has been, you know, very, very good. So I think, you know, a lot of these girls have been in positions they've never been in before. You know, I love playing with Deja Lawrence, but she came from UNC Charlotte. So it's like, you now you're on this stage, you have to perform. I know myself especially, you know, I've got all these internal, external, whatever you want to call it, pressure to perform and be the best every single game. But that's what you want, you know, to be in that spotlight, to be talked about, to have these expectations. If no one was talking, I would be very, very worried about, you know, who we are or the team we are. But to be in those conversations and to be in that spotlight and to in 1 year kind of change a program, it's been a blessing, and it carries a lot of pressure and expectations, but who doesn't want that?
I mean, it's so good and great drama, and it's great product delivery by you. I mean, the product's so good, and particularly for this game on Sunday at 4:00 on ESPN against LSU, you guys are hosting. I'm going to be on the call with Beth Mowins. We can't wait to get to Lexington and be a part of this incredible event, because there's star power on both sides. And when you look at LSU and all the athleticism, the star power, the incredible skill set that they bring, the expectations of having two teams that are ranked as high as you both are, tell us a little bit about what it's going to be like in Memorial Coliseum when LSU rolls in.
I mean, it's going to be tough. I think I've played against a team coached by Kim Mulkey in at least 3 or 4 of my 5 years in college. You know, I played them when they were at Baylor, and then went to the Final Four, played them in the SEC Challenge, and now playing them at home. I've never played them at home. So hoping that energy and that juice carries us over, but any game you play against LSU is going to be tough. They feed off of that energy that they create. They have superstars. You know, I have incredible respect for Florje, you know, and Michaela Williams, great guards. And you can't not talk about Morrow and what she does and how she produces. So they have different styles on that team who at different points can create that energy, can build that momentum. So we know that we have to bring our energy. We have to play like we've always played, you know, a good solid team defense. That's what we pride ourselves off of. And we just know, like, as I said earlier, it's February. An ugly win is better than a pretty loss. I think Coach Brooks just said that in his press conference. So, you know, it's going to be one to tough it out, and LSU don't let down. You know, every good game that I've watched, you know, this season, every conference game has been tough. It's been a grind. There's lead changes. There's momentum swings. So just being ready for all of that and not getting too high and not getting too low will probably be the key.
You brought up earlier NC State and Notre Dame, Louisville and North Carolina. I mean, you know those four teams well. Let's break it down a little bit. Put your analyst hat on. Let's go for Notre Dame at NC State. What do you see in that one? Give us a couple of keys there.
I mean, obviously, playing against someone as good as Zaire James and Zaniah Rivers, like those two together are really good on the guard front. You know, it's going to be the battle of the guards, because then you want to talk about Hannah and Liv, who there's no words that can actually describe how much they impact and what they do and how they feed off of each other. You know, I'm a big fan of playing Notre Dame was always difficult. I don't think I ever won against Notre Dame. And then playing against NC State was so familiar, because we ended up playing against them 2 or 3 times a year. And obviously you have NC State at home, and Reynolds brings a great crowd, you know, the energy that they have in there and what Coach West does. But you can't not talk about how great Notre Dame is. And I'm sure NC State's looking at that like a huge challenge, and they're ready to buy it. And they can, because they have the will and the star power too. But it's tough, yeah.
It's tough to go into Reynolds. You've gone in there and won. What do you think the keys are to going inside Reynolds and winning?
You got to shut the crowd down early. You got to shut them out early, and you got to pay – you know, at a good pace. I think whenever we played NC State, you know, we were heavy on reads, making adjustments, because the way that NC State scouts, their assistant coaches do a great job at scouting the plays. So we always had to make tweaks. So just playing more of not a patient game, but at a good pace, you know, getting the good looks, waiting for the breakdowns to happen. And when you have someone like James who can get on a scoring streak and get hot and create that energy in that arena, you just got to find a way to stop her, slow her down at least.
I had North Carolina at Syracuse last night, and Alyssa Usby is listed as week-to-week, most likely not available, but we don't know for sure against Louisville. If she's not available, and Louisville is one of the hotter teams right now in all of college basketball, not just in the ACC, how do you see that one playing out? That's North Carolina at Louisville.
Yeah, I mean, we played Louisville earlier this year, and obviously they're so young. Coach Walls has a massive group of freshmen, and you know, obviously I think our experience helped us in that game, but as you said, they're hot right now and they're very talented, and we obviously played UNC this year, and Usby is a massive key for them. You know, that they're that she's their engine. You know, she flirts with triple double, she does everything for them, but I was so impressed with, I had never played against Kelly before because she'd always been injured. You know, and I was impressed by how she controls that team, and the looks that they get from her. So it's tough again because UNC, you know, they're smart.
Yeah,
they have that engine, and if Usby's out, then obviously that changes a lot, in my opinion.
I mean, yeah. It's mad point guard respect to respect another point guard. You're right about Renia Kelly. She's really come on. She's probably maybe one of the most improved players in the ACC when you look at her numbers from last year and that injured year she had last year. She didn't play that much, and as the season's gone on, she's definitely been the leader for them. Let's go right back to the LSU-Kentucky game, and because I don't want to keep you because I know you got some prep to do today to get ready. What do you think are going to be a couple of things that you guys absolutely have to do to win this game?
Box out. Box out more. And, you know, just – being in positions where, you know, we won't stop Florje or Michaela Williams, but slow them down, make their shots difficult, make them feel presence, because, as I said, they can get hot. And for us, it's just about taking what they give us and making shots. You know, I touched on earlier, I know it's a different team. Last year, we had opportunities that we just didn't make them fall. So the opportunities will be there as they are in every single game, making the most out of those and just really holding down the fort on defense.
You know what, Georgia, you're welcome on this podcast anytime you want. We love breaking down the game. We're not here to talk about silly things or, you know, whatever. We're here to talk sports, especially basketball, and to break it down a little bit. And I'm so grateful to have some of your time right before the big game in Lexington.
Thank you. No, I appreciate it. Can't wait to see you. All right. I'll give you some good recs. Some good recs.
Okay.
If you need to eat somewhere, I got you.
Okay, thanks. I know you got a sweet tooth. I'll be looking forward to it.
Yep.
All right, thanks, Georgia. Georgia Ajor from the University of Kentucky, one of the top point guards in all of college basketball. Thanks, Georgia.
Thank you.